888-528-8482. Remember, the beginning of your health starts with your mouth. Vitamir products are available at most fine health food stores, including Vitamin Cottage, Whole Foods Markets, and Sunflower Market. Or you can visit us online at www.vitamyr.com. That's www.vitamyr.com. Call us today at 888-558-8482.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Pastor Chuck Baldwin from Pensacola, Florida, and we're going to be talking about the war on terrorism. Yes, there's a war on terrorism. In fact, radical Islam threatens the very survival of America. In fact, everybody knows that, but if that's really true, well, let me read what Pastor Chuck Baldwin had written in a recent letter. If Congress doesn't intervene, the UAE-owned company will soon take control of facilities in the ports of New York, New Jersey, New Orleans, Miami, Philadelphia, and Baltimore. To which Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma said, handing the keys to U.S. strategic ports to a regime that recognized the Taliban is not a sound next step in our war against terror. Coburn also warned that the Dubai Ports World Agreement could seriously undermine our national security. Indeed, it could. Consider the fact that less than 5% of goods received at our nation's ports are inspected. Representative Vito Fazella said, "We can't concede control of strategic assets to foreign nations with spotty records on terrorism. The lack of transparency has left many unanswered questions as to why the UAE should be granted control of United States strategic assets." And that is a very, very good question. Why, if we're really involved in a war on terrorism, should we be turning our ports over to a country that supported the Taliban? But then we should go back and remember what happened before 9/11. The United States supported the Taliban as well. If you read President Bush's September 20th, 2001 newsletter, you find the United States was the largest source of humanitarian aid to Afghanistan, which, for all intents and purposes, was supporting the Taliban, and we supported them from 1994 when they were playing host to Al-Qaeda and the wicked Osama bin Laden, who declared war on the United States in 96 and 98 and was involved in the embassy bombings in 1998 and the bombing or the attack on the USS Cole in 2000 and the first World Trade Center bombing and the Black Hawk Down incident in 1994 in Somalia, etc., etc., etc. So why were we funding the Afghanistan right along with Dubai prior to 9/11? Or maybe nothing as it appears to be. And maybe this is all a prelude so that they can justify going to war with Iran and going to war with Syria and plunging the world into chaos and destroying America and our sovereignty and bringing us into this wonderful one-world order they dream of. Well, this is Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Chuck, why don't you pick up this story? I share your concern, and I love your writing.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan, and thank you for letting me be on your show again. Yeah, I, like you, am very concerned. I think many people are beginning to wake up to the problematic situation that the Bush administration has allowed to develop here by granting six of our crucial ports in this country to the control of a company that is owned and operated by the United Arab Emirates. This is a nation that, in the United Nations voting record, votes against American interests for at least 70% of the time. This is a nation that has been a major source of funneling of finances for terrorist activity against our country. This is a nation that here just recently, the nation of Australia issued a travel warning to its people, saying stay away from the UAE because anyone considered to be a Westerner would not be safe in that country. This is a nation that, you know, if you subscribe to the terrorist attacks in 9/11, at least two of the hijackers were from this country. This is a country that, as you've already mentioned, formally recognized the Taliban, one of only three countries in the world to do that, and to turn over complete control of six major U.S. ports to this country at the same time that ostensibly we are at war with the Middle Eastern Muslims that have tried to harm us is absolutely not only ludicrous, it's insane.
Well, maybe I think that the globalists who control our government figure the American people are so stupid, they'll accept anything as long as the president says it's part of the war on terrorism and we need to draw Dubai closer to us so that we can keep an eye on them or some similar gobbledygook.
Yeah, and I hope they're wrong on this point. I know I was reading our local paper this morning. Our congressman here in the 1st Congressional District of Florida, Jeff Miller, is almost a automatic yes vote for anything that George Bush wants to do. But the people of our district here have been calling his office in such numbers and with such vehemence that he is apparently prepared to vote against the president on this and even try to support to overturn a veto should it come. So if Jeff Miller, who is the prince of all lackeys in the Republican Party, is willing to buck the president on this one, I'm hopeful that there would be other congressmen around the country that would as well.
Well, I think, you know, this is the greatest gift we could have gotten, Chuck. You know, I really think, somebody called me the other day and said, isn't this terrible? I said, no, it's great. Maybe the American people will start to think and ask questions.
Right.
We're really involved in a war on terrorism. Why does the president steadfastly refuse to close the southern border where tens of thousands of Islamic terrorists have come into our country since 9/11? And, you know, the terrorist cells are here. I did an interview yesterday with a fellow who's in touch with intelligence agencies throughout the world, who teaches in a diplomatic school in Paris. He says there are dozens of those Islamic terrorist cells here waiting to be activated when we go to war with Iran. So why is the Bush administration allowing this to happen? Unless, of course, they have an agenda and they don't want the American people to know, unless they really want to turn our assets over to foreign countries, unless they hate American sovereignty.
You have to wonder. You really do have to wonder what in the world this administration is thinking. I hear the music, so we'll come back.
Yeah. Chuck used to do a program here many years ago, and so he knows how the system is played. Hey, we'll be back in just a moment. Chuck Baldwin, right here in the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join us as we celebrate Messiah Yeshua in Passover 2006. He brought us out to bring us in. The date is April the 12th, 6 p.m., the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th in Denver. Seating is limited, so you need to call now for reservations. Reservations deadline April the 3rd. Call 303-654-9924. That's 303-654-9924. He brought us out to bring us in.
You pick up the story, and you know your concerns. You've written extensively on this. There are so many things that point out that the war on terrorism is really not a war on terrorism. It's a war on the American people. They are collecting dossiers on every American citizen. What's that have to do with the war on terrorism? I mean, they certainly are not profiling. The government won't allow them to profile passengers getting on planes. Oh no! People who are checking citizens will be fined if they were to pull more than two Muslims out of the line. No, everybody's got to be inspected and take off their shoes and their belt and their coat or they created the perception in our mind that we're involved in a war on terrorism, whereas actually in many respects we're doing everything we can to inflame the entire Islamic world in preparation for the coming World War. Well, you pick your story up, because I'd like to know what you think, Chuck.
Well, again, I think that, the American people have a right to question the motives and the reasoning of this administration. As you've already outlined, here we are, again, ostensibly at war with at least two Middle Eastern nations, Afghanistan and Iraq. It's very possible that we could be engaged in warfare against Iran and Syria. That is yet to be seen, but of course it's a distinct possibility. We know that there are numerous Middle Eastern Muslims that are not only here in this country, but many of them are here legally. Some are here illegally. In the same time that we are at war, in quotations, against two Middle Eastern Muslim countries, we not only do nothing to try and keep out from our nation those illegal aliens that are pouring over both borders, especially the southern border, we also put out the welcome mat toward those who would come from the Middle Eastern world into our nation for any number of reasons, including student visas. We have tens of thousands of Middle Eastern Muslims that are here legally on student visas that have come into our country since 9/11. We have done nothing whatsoever to stem the tide of illegal immigration. Just the opposite. President Bush has signaled that he wants to give amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants that are already here. What does that do except aid and abet the further rise of illegal immigration? So now we have the port deal, which is to give, six U.S. ports over to the control of a Middle Eastern Muslim nation. At the same time that we're sending our young men over to the Middle East and asking them to give their lives in this war on terrorism. So the signals that the Bush administration is sending, if the American people are doing any thinking for themselves at all, have got to be so confusing that I think the American people have got to start asking a question: what in the world is this president really trying to do? And then when you add to that the thing that you've already mentioned, the way in which the American people are being subjected to all kinds of unconstitutional searches and seizures. A president who has tried and is trying to accumulate power to the executive branch that clearly is not afforded him under our Constitution. And again, you have to ask the question, what is he doing? What is he really up to? So I think there are so many contradictory signals that this administration is sending that the American people need to really sit back and analyze this and recognize that there's got to be something going on that isn't visible to the people.
And, of course, the Bush administration steadfastly refuses to enforce the federal laws that make it a crime to employ somebody who is in this country illegally.
Right.
And, you know, certainly if there were employers or not jobs for illegal aliens, they would be going home. They wouldn't be staying here. So why does the Bush administration refuse to enforce the federal laws and punish employers who hire illegal aliens, whether they be Mexican or whether they be Islamic terrorists here in the United States? I mean, why is the United States giving over $660 million every year to Pakistan when they have 20,000 madras schools that really instruct the youth there in radical forms of Islam? They have 55 terrorist training camps. And, of course, you know, it's very, very likely that within a year or 2 years at the most, why Musharraf, the military dictator, will be overthrown. And then, of course, the radical Islamic movement is growing throughout Pakistan. And then the radical Islamic, the followers of Osama bin Laden, will have access to their hundreds of nuclear weapons and, of course, intermediate and long-range missiles that Pakistan has. I mean, why are we doing everything we can to inflame the whole Islamic world unless there are people who really want to plunge the world into World War III? Are you concerned about that, Chuck?
Well, of course. And I think that, you know, all it would take would be another 9/11-style attack in our country that would prompt the Bush administration to take perhaps actions totally stripping the American people of our liberties, whether it be martial law or actions to the same effect. Basically what it would do would be, I think, further take away and erode our freedoms. And that's the thing that I trust and pray that the American people will quickly wake up to, because to this point, they have not been, as a whole, apparently able to see what the Bush administration is doing in the name of protecting us, in the name of fighting terrorism, as it strips our liberties from us. There hasn't been a lot of outcry, especially from Christians and from conservatives and Christian leaders around the country. They've sat back, mute, unwilling to give a word of protest about this. In fact, sometimes even supporting it audibly. This is the thing that really disturbs me. I've been working with former Congressman Bob Barr. I'm sure you know him, our good friend in Georgia, who's working around the clock to try and derail the Patriot Act. It looks like that ultimately we're not going to prevail in that. It looks like Congress is going to go ahead and approve it. But, you know, the Patriot Act is a very, very dangerous piece of legislation that basically removes our constitutional liberties, especially as it relates to the Fourth Amendment, from us. And so there's been a few like him that have been out front trying to, you know, get the attention of the people. Unfortunately, the vast majority of our conservative leaders, because they don't want to offend George Bush, they don't want to, you know, sit, you know, they don't want to have their seat at the table taken from them. They're just not willing to stand up and speak on this issue. And I think that is the major tragedy in America today, is the lack of leadership from the Christian community.
Well, you can say that again. And, you know, if you read the Patriot Act, which I have, there's not one word about Islamic terrorism in there. A terrorist is somebody who wants to change our form of government. A terrorist is someone who opposes the government. That would mean that most people listening to this radio station might be considered terrorists, or could be considered terrorists, and could have everything they have taken away from them. under the Patriot Act, under the guise of law, that somehow by restricting opposition to the government and the government policies both here and throughout the entire world, why we are hating terrorism. I believe that the people in our federal government are actually, many of them are supporting terrorism today. Why? Because we're supporting Saudi Arabia that funds the insurgents that are killing our boys in Iraq.
Right.
Funding the suicide bombers, in Palestine. That's Saudi Arabia. And who's backing Saudi Arabia? Why? The globalists in Washington, D.C. Where is the outcry against them? And it's just muted, and it's deafening in its silence.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's one of the things that I have tried to call to the attention of the people about. It's Bush's cozy relationship with Saudi Arabia and the way that we are, as you said, supporting, underwriting that regime, which is perhaps the number one country in the whole Middle Eastern world that finances terrorists.
Sure.
I can't think of a nation that would give more money directly to terrorist activity and terrorist organizations than does Saudi Arabia.
And they always excuse it. Well, they're just buying off the people, so they'll leave them alone. And that is a phony argument. I mean, the whole Islamic terrorist movement began with Wahhabism and of course, the Muslim Brotherhood. But Wahhabi is the official religion of Saudi Arabia, and they funded Al-Qaeda, and they funded this whole radical Islamic movement throughout the world, and they funded the Taliban. Of course, we funded the Taliban, too, but nobody ever wants to mention that.
Well, we also supported Osama bin Laden. It was our CIA that initially helped Osama become the powerful figure in the Middle East that he became. And of course we've got a pretty miserable track record of doing that kind of thing. We'll find some two-bit dictator that we think is better at the moment than the other two-bit dictator, and so we'll prop him up, and then he'll become powerful, and then he'll become worse than the other guy, and it's just a redundant process that we just keep going over and over again. But I think the thing that we see happening now with this war on terrorism, which is undefined, as you said, in the Patriot Act, for example, a potential terrorist could be someone who, as an American citizen, who, let's say, doesn't like a particular policy of our government, and who seeks to influence legislation or to influence policy in our country. Well, according to the Patriot Act, that by definition is an act of terrorism, and a person who would be engaged in that process could be deemed a terrorist and subjected to all of the edicts contained therein. So again, we're not doing anything to really get a true handle on those who would be real terrorists. I mean, with our open borders and the way that we're mollycoddling these militant Islamic regimes, the way that we're allowing them open access to our country legally and illegally, now being willing to turn over 6 U.S. ports to their control, and then at the same time turning around and punishing the American people. Again, sooner or later, the American people, I hope, are going to wake up to this, Dr. Stan.
Well, the trouble is, you see, that anybody who speaks against the war in Iraq and points out, we went into Afghanistan to capture Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, and then we just sort of forgot about Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. We attacked Iraq, but anybody, criticizes the war in Iraq is against our soldiers over there. And we got to support our soldiers by sending more to go over there and die. And then you see all these terrorist attacks over there. And why, doesn't the Iraqi army take over? Why? Because we disbanded the Iraqi army. And we disbanded the Iraqi police force. And we disbanded the Iraqi civil service. And we created the chaos. In a recent article, in fact, the general who was assigned the task of rebuilding the Iraqi army, as he said, an army for a nation of 25 million people, was assigned six soldiers. And the Pentagon gave it the lowest priority of rebuilding the Iraqi army, and eventually got maybe 150 men, but they were only there for a few months and then transferred to something else. He had no continuity. He couldn't rebuild the Iraqi army. Now, why would you do something like that if you really wanted to be able to pull American soldiers out of there? Or is it possible this was never the plan, just to leave our soldiers there, to, in this butcher shop?
Well, I don't know. That's really difficult. I would, think of all these families of these soldiers.
We'll be back in just a minute, Chuck.
Yeah.
I want to get your thought on what you're seeing from the people you talk to.
Had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest this morning is Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Before I go on, would you like to tell people how they can get to your website, how they can hear your sermons, which I know you stream live on your website?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, I would like to give that address. It's www.chuckbaldwinlive, that's all one word, chuckbaldwinlive, LIVE.com, chuckbaldwinlive.com. And like you said, we have our sermons that are on the web page that people can watch, they can download. There's no charge for any of that. We encourage them to do this and to copy them, save them, however they want to use them is fine with us. We also have a lot of information on the Bush administration. We have news items that we update every day to the website. as well as I have my radio interview with Bob Barr that's uploaded. There's a Second Amendment video that I have uploaded, and a lot of other really pertinent information. I think the people will be very impressed with the amount of information that's on the website. It's www.chuckbaldwinlive.com.
And let me recommend that Chuck's material is excellent. Certainly, you need to go there. You need to keep abreast of what's going on, and you can trust what he says. Well, what sort of response are you getting from people as you talk about this? You know, as you pointed out earlier, most Christian leaders just love George Bush, and they all are supporting him because, after all, he's a born-again Christian. He was converted by Billy Graham, and certainly he's even giving money to the church, buying their support.
Yes, well, I don't think we can expect much help from the so-called Christian leaders in America today. I think we just have to recognize that they are, I hate to say this, but I believe it, they are pretty much lackeys for George Bush, and they're never going to really provide the crucial leadership that we need. So I think to look to them for leadership is really a waste of time. As to the average rank and file, to this point, most of the time they support the president. And whenever I try to warn them of things that he's doing and some of the policies and positions he's taken, usually, you know, I receive all kinds of negative reaction. But I got to tell you, Dr. Stan, on this one, on this port deal, the vast majority of the people that are responding to me are very, very positive to my warnings. And they feel the same way. And I think this is one that the Bush administration really underestimated. I think they felt that they were on such a roll. You know, after all, they were getting everything they want. There was virtually no opposition from their base, quote unquote. So I just didn't feel, I mean, I think that they didn't feel that there was any danger here of this deal. And, but I think they underestimated on this one. So I don't know how far it's going to go. We'll have to wait and see how it plays out. But to this point, you asked me what's the reaction. The reaction of the people to my columns and to my warnings on this port deal has been very, very supportive. And I trust and pray that the American people will begin to wake up, you know, because after all, that's where the real power lies. It still lies with we the people. I know that, you know, the money people are there, the globalists have a tremendous amount of power, the upper echelons of government and business, you know, are very powerful, but the ultimate power, of course, is God. But under God in our country, the power of the people cannot be overestimated. And I pray that this will be an issue that will cause us to rise up in a large volume so that perhaps maybe we can start putting the brakes on some of this.
Well, I agree with you totally. I think that, you know, this, I'm so glad this is happening, because this should demonstrate to anybody who can still think that the Bush administration really is not engaged in war and terrorism, does not believe that Islamic radicals threaten our country. That's simply to justify pursuing the war, in my estimation, expanding the government's control over the lives of the American people. Well, if there, anybody would like to give us a call and has a question for our guest today, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. You know, there's so many unanswered questions. I mean, why, if we're really involved in a war on terrorism, why aren't there, you know, air marshals on every plane? You would think they were really concerned about the possibility of another hijacking. There'd be air marshals on every plane, and yet they're on less than 10% of our flights today. Why is that?
Yeah, they would probably tell you that it's just a matter of economics, that they don't have the funding to, you know. But there again, when you look at the billions and billions of dollars that we are pouring into Iraq now for reconstruction purposes, and, you know, look at what's going on in our Gulf Coast here. I'm just a few miles away from the Mississippi Gulf Coast and a little bit further to the west, of course, New Orleans, and everybody has seen what has happened there, and the basic lack of real action on behalf of our government to really help our own people down in this part of our country. And you compare that to what we're doing in Iraq and the multiple billions, hundreds of billions of dollars that we're spending to build the infrastructure and the facilities and the utilities and the resources of Afghanistan, which is, you know, ostensibly an enemy. It reminds me of that book I read years and years ago when I was a teenager, The Mouse That Roared. You probably remember that.
Yeah.
That book. You know, you just have to scratch your head and say, you know, what in the world is going on? And either these people are just a bunch of nincompoops who have no idea what in the world they're doing, which I don't believe, or they are indeed trying to do something that is of a hidden agenda. And I think probably that's more the truth.
I believe you're absolutely right. Well, we've got a caller. Who's calling in? Who's calling in? Is somebody calling in? Well, I guess not. Okay.
I'm here.
Okay, yeah. Did you have a question for Pastor Bob?
I just want to make a statement. Two things I haven't heard of with all this port problems we're having is I've heard very, very little on Long Beach being China-controlled and nothing at all on the Panama Canal being controlled the same way.
All right.
And I think I don't think the American people knows enough about those two items to correlate those two to this and what they're trying to do to us now.
What are your thoughts on that, Jack?
Yeah, I wrote on that extensively back when that first took place. Of course, the loss of control of the Panama Canal and in the Long Beach situation. And he's exactly right. Both of those places are now under the control of the communist Chinese government. The other part of, you know, we haven't discussed China as a topic here today, but since the gentleman brought it up, you know, China is a serious potential problem for our country. This is a rogue nation that is ruled by committed Marxists. They have publicly threatened to nuke Los Angeles, California. I've been reading a lot of reports here lately about the way that China is building their military arsenal.
Hold that thought right there, Chuck. We'll be back in just a moment.
Sure.
Here at the American Dream Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Linda.
And I'm Jesse. We're the owners of BillOfRightsPress.com.
When you're looking for books or media that the government wishes would just go away,
go to BillOfRightsPress.com.
Controversial? You bet. Secure? Most definitely.
Yeah, but how about privacy?
Hey, I shred all our customers' info 30 days after their order is shipped.
If we don't have it, they can't get it.
Now that's total privacy.
You can call in your order at 970-391-2364.
Mail your order directly to us.
Or buy online at BillOfRightsPress.com.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com Or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly our guest is Morning Pastor Chuck Baldwin, and the issue was raised about Communist China and the very real threat that Communist China is. But remember, Communist China would not be an industrial danger if it weren't for the massive amounts of money invested by American corporations. General Motors is the largest automotive producer in China today. American banks, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the Asian Development Bank, the Agency for International Development have poured hundreds of billions of dollars in to build up the best enemy money could buy. Why have we done that, Chuck? Doesn't make sense.
No, not to a patriotic American. It doesn't make sense at all. But I think as you have spoken and written so eloquently, we have at the highest levels of our government and commerce people who are not Americans by conviction. They're globalists. They're internationalists. They really do desire a one-world economy. And I think when we talk about globalism, we need to always remember that the motivating factor here is not necessarily political. It's economic. It's always been economics that drive these things. The accumulation of wealth and power on a global scale. We have institutions at the highest levels in business who desire a global economy. And the only way that you can achieve a global economy is with some kind of a global government. There has to be some kind of a mechanism in place that would allow the global exchange of commerce. And so that's what I believe is driving this. We have people that they're not really interested in the interests of America. What they're interested in is their own economic and globalistic expectations. And as a result of that, they have seen China as an emerging source of wealth for them. And as you said, they're pouring in commercial dollars by the billions and billions. I mean, look at our trade deficit with China. It's the highest on record in every year, the last, 4 years. We're seeing a nation, really rise out of the rubble of insignificance and poverty to becoming a legitimate world power. In fact, within the next 20 years, in many of the areas that we would look at militarily, China will surpass the United States. So this is an emerging giant, and it's a Marxist country. It's an atheistic country. They do not have any values whatsoever that we would relate to as a Christian nation. And I tell you, this is going to be something that America is going to have to deal with in the future.
Well, do you see any spiritual component to this this effort to produce world government and to transfer America's wealth and factories and jobs overseas?
Sure. Well, as a pastor, a student of the scriptures, I'm very familiar with the Tower of Babel, which is the devil's first attempt to bring about a global empire. And it's been his desire ever since. And the reason that Satan desires global governments is because, as you know, only the Lord Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And one day he is going to sit on the throne of David and he's going to rule and reign over the world. And until he does, it is the desire of Satan and those that he controls to usurp his authority in the world. And the only way to do that is by global governments. And so it's always been the devil's desire to obtain total control over the affairs of the world. And he's tried this throughout history. You go back and look at the great world conquerors of history, and you see, what they did and how some of them came very close, but they were never able to totally achieve it. But that doesn't keep them from trying, and that's what's going on here. I mean, from a spiritual, your question is, what's the spiritual component? That's the spiritual component. This is our warfare is not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places.
Amen. And, of course, the tragedy is the major thrust of both political parties in the United States is globalism and global government.
Yes.
We've got Jerry calling from Greeley. Jerry, are you there? Just about out of time. You have a quick question?
Good morning, gentlemen. There remain a great many very serious, legitimate questions about the 9/11/2001 plane crashes, and most of us will remember that the Bush administration, rather than embracing a legitimate investigation, were dragged kicking and screaming to even any semblance of an investigation, and that turns out to be more of a cover-up than anything. And I just would like... I'd like to ask the pastor to comment on his opinions on the situation.
Have any thoughts, Chuck?
I'm not sure exactly what the question is.
Well, I mean, do you believe that we've been told the truth about 9/11?
Oh, well, probably not. I don't think we've been told the truth about the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I think that the cover-up at the highest levels of government had been going on for many, many years, and I'm sure that there are many elements of the 9/11 attacks that we've not been told the truth about. So I'm certain that there are things about that we will never know unless they come out through private, independent sources.
Well, we're just about out of time here. I want you to get out to your webpage and help people can reach you one more time.
Sure. The website is www.chuckbaldwinlive. That's chuckbaldwinlive. That's all one word. .com. chuckbaldwinlive.com.
And let me recommend that you do go there. It's really a pleasure to have you with us. I hope we can get you on a more regular basis because you have so much to offer.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Always a pleasure.
God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you'll take to heart what Pastor Chuck Baldwin has said. And talk about this Dubai issue and ask the question if we're really involved in a war on terrorism and Islamic, radical Islam is a threat to America, why is the Bush administration intent upon transferring control of our ports to a country that supported the Taliban and a country that supports terrorism? And why are we backing Saudi Arabia that's funding the insurgents and killing our boys? And, well, you'll want to get our next newsletter. We'll tell you more about it when we get back here.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Hello, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. And I think you have to understand that the war on terrorism is not aimed at the Islamic world. The war on terrorism is aimed at taking away the freedom of the American people. You need to get our four tape sets, our most recent four tape set on 9-1-1 revisited. You need to get my talk on 9-1-1 prior knowledge. It's a video put out by the Prophecy Club. And then, of course, you'll want to get the video of the war that changed, the day that changed the world, the day that changed the world forever, put out by our good friend Dave Wagner. And then you need to be in thinking about what's going on. We've put together some pamphlets, For Knowledge 9-1-1. It's a series of my newsletters, including the testimony of Kristen Breitweiser before the Joint Select Committee, and Mindy Kleinberg before the Joint Select Committee, information that was totally suppressed by the controlled media. Those three pamphlets, they're only $9.95 altogether, will give you a sound understanding of what really happened that morning. And what the CIA really says about that, not, of course, what you're going to hear in the public, but quotation from a key man in the CIA about how, when the dust finally settles, the American people will understand that what happened on 9-1-1 was not a failure of intelligence. It was a triumph. It was a triumph. 3,000 Americans died, and it was a triumph for American intelligence. Why? Because it's led us into a war with Afghanistan, into a war with Iraq, and it's going to soon lead us into a war with Iran and with Syria, and perhaps with Pakistan and the rest of the Muslim world. And there will be serious repercussions here, and none of us will be immune from the terrible things that lie ahead. Understand that behind all of this are our powerful spiritual forces, and if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord, you need to develop it. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You can listen to our programs on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. Many of them are archived there, RadioLiberty.com. And then please feel free to pull down our newsletters and copy them and study them and learn about what's happening financially. Learn about the plan to kill off millions of Americans and people throughout the world. If you don't believe that, we do carry the National Security Study Memorandum 200, the plan for worldwide population control. Of course, you can get it on the Internet, but we have it. And we have so many other things that you're not going to be able to get from other sources. If you have not seen my pamphlets on the occult hierarchy, three pamphlets, compilation of newsletters, you need to get them and read them and study them and understand there really are secret societies. And there really are people who worship Lucifer. And many of them are at the highest levels of our government today. And they belong to secret societies like Skull and Bones, like the Masons, like the Rosicrucians, like the Theosophists. Oh, and of course, you really want to see this wonderful new video that Chris Pinto has put out. He put out Megiddo 1 and Megiddo 2. This one is must-seeing. It's called The Secret History of America's Beginning. That's The Secret History of America's Beginning. And although I'm in it for a few short segments, it's still a good video. Despite my involvement with Bill Still is there, Bill Sneblin, so many of the people you've heard on my programs, and you'll see the Rosicrucian Temple in San Jose, where the Satanists meet on a regular basis to plot the destruction of the world as we know it. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927, our website, RadioLiberty.com. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show